Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Glorious, Exciting, Good Plan of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Hebrews 12 and 15. 12 and 15 tells us, looking diligently, lest any man what? Fail of the grace of God. Now friend, this is a very sobering thing to say and think, but you can forfeit the grace and plan of God for your life. You or I, any of us, you can forfeit it because you have a free will. And it's up to us whether we choose death or life. If you choose death, you will forfeit God's grace and His plan for your life. You will fail of the grace of God. Read that very next phrase. Lest what? Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Now friend, bitterness is not okay in any level, any degree, any shape, any form, any fashion. I'm telling you, if you let yourself get bitter, I don't care what you think or what somebody actually did do to you or didn't do for you or let you down or did against you, don't let that bitterness get in you, or elsewise you will be forfeiting God's grace and plan for your life. You will be failing of the grace of God. He goes on to describe an individual who did it. Lest there be, next verse, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Did he forfeit his birthright? Did he forfeit his place, his blessing, his grace? Yes. It's sad. I said it's sad. And why did it mention him? Because he was talking about failing of the grace of God and bitterness. He was a bitter man. Go back to Genesis, if you're holding your place in the 25th chapter. We'll see and hear his bitterness. Have you ever talked to a child of God who was bitter? Is it okay? Is it okay to yield to bitterness a little while because we all have bad times and low times? No, friend, I'm telling you, you can forfeit the amazing, wonderful plan of God for your life by sinking into bitterness. The Bible, you know, tells us that Jacob had cooked this stew and Esau was a hunter and he didn't get anything hunting, and he came back in and he was hungry and he said, give me some of that stew. And Genesis 25:32, Esau said, behold, look, I'm at the point to die. What profit shall this birthright do to me? See, we're identifying the spirit of this, aren't we? Are you hearing this? What have we heard already? What good is it? What's the use? I'm the only one. Nobody cares. What good will it do? See, that's how people wind up living in a cardboard box. Exactly how? I mean, there's people that were on the 30th floor in the president's office a few years ago that's living in a cardboard box. And it's not because certain things happened to them. They just got disillusioned and they got hopeless. And they thought, well, what's the use? I mean, I gave 20 years of my life to this company and they threw me out like I was trash. And you work hard and you make all this money, and then everybody, you know, my ex-wife wants it and brother wants it and the government wants it and this one wants it. Why work so hard? Why do all this? They're going to take it away from you anyway. Are you listening, friends? So why get up and go to work? Why bother? Why? What's the point? What has happened to him? Tell me what has happened to him. There are fiery darts of the devil have pierced. They had no protection, so it came right into them, and they are focusing on a vision of darkness. And they are thinking it, and they are saying it, and they are believing it, and they are acting on it. And while they may not be ready to acknowledge it, they chose death. All you got to do is look at what it does to you. You sit there and think about that for 2 hours, you will feel so weak you can hardly get out of the chair. Why? Because to be carnally minded is death. These things are literally sapping the life out of you. If you had any smarts, you'd jump up out the chair. You'd say, get away, get away. I cannot think on that. I refuse. Where's my helmet? Where's my helmet? But the helmet of the hope, 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 glorious expectation of salvation. Esau said, what profit shall this birthright do to me? Another translation says, what good? What good? And so Jacob gave Esau the bread. Well, he said, so you're going to sell it to me. He said, sure, whatever. Just give me that. What good is this thing going to do me? And the Bible says he despised his birthright. This was something from God. The Bible said, the Lord said in Samuel, those that honor me, I will honor. Those that despise me will be lightly esteemed. Friend, when God talks to us about His plan and how good it is, we ought to respond correctly.
Yeah.
Is that right? If you hear about how good God is and about how wonderful His plan is, and you sit there and go, whatever, I've heard it, I've seen it, you're in trouble. You're in serious trouble and may not even realize it, because you are despising the goodness of God. Because if you believed it, I said if you believed it, when God talks to you and says, I've been thinking about you, boy. I've been thinking about you, girl. I've been thinking about you. I've had you on my mind. And I've got in mind for you a plan that exceeds everything you ever asked or ever thought to ask. I got a plan that'll make you more successful than you ever imagined, that will increase you, that'll make you whole of anything that's ever been wrong with you. Hallelujah! I got a plan. Tell me how you should respond. How should you respond? You should say, glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But if you sit there and you go, well, y'all are awfully excited and hyper. These Pentecostals make me nervous. I've got problems. I have to live in the real world. This hyped up religion is not going to pay my bills. That's what you think. But if you sit there and you go, yeah, but you just don't know what I've been through. We've already heard that. Didn't we just hear that just a few minutes ago? What is that? I'm the only one like this. You don't know my case. I know what you're talking about might work for a lot of people, but I'm different. Actually, you're not. The Bible said the same afflictions, are being accomplished in our brethren all over the world. And there is no temptation, trial, or test taking you, but such as is common to man. So what you're going through is absolutely common. The only thing serious about it is the unbelief. That makes it a problem. Don't despise what God gives you. Nobody starts off in the full measure. You don't start off at the top. You don't start off in the full measure of the anointing or the call or the full measure of the blessing. You get to enjoy the trip. It's part of your development. Right? Did you know that? It is. Isaiah 55 and 6 says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man," what? "Forsake his thoughts. And let him return to the Lord." You know, a lot of people that have been thinking wrong stuff, they need to realize they've gotten away from the Lord. They need to get back to him. Return to the Lord, and he'll have mercy on him. "And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Isn't he good? Yes. Verse 8, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Well, if that's true, how can we embrace them? We can embrace them by faith. Even though I don't have it in my head, I can say, "I believe it is amazingly good. I believe it is exceeding abundantly above what I'm able to think right now or ask. I believe God is good, 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 and he's better than that. And he's even better than that, and he's better than that. And his plan for me is absolutely amazing. It's wonderful. It's great. I have so much to live for and to look forward to." And if your head says, what? Say, you'll find out. Just watch and see. I can believe beyond what I can think. And the power that is at work in me. Oh, can you see this? That's all God needs. That's faith. And it's faith that gives hope. That faith and that hope and the power of the Holy Ghost that's working in me, that's all God needs. It's all he needs out of me and you to bring it to pass. Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Glorious, Exciting, Good Plan of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.